opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Our Urban Story. This is Barbara from Harlem, and we're so happy that you're taking time out of your schedule to listen to what we have to say.
Hi, this is BB Diamond. Thank you so much for joining us on this nice Saturday. It's not too cold. It's not snowing. It's not raining. So a nice Saturday, December 21st, 2019. We're approximately, we're 4 days away from Christmas. So Merry Christmas to one and all. Hanukkah starts tomorrow evening, and it goes through December 30th. So happy Hanukkah to our Jewish brothers and sisters. We hope that this holiday season finds you well, happy, healthy, and just thankful to God for being alive. Barbara, you and I, just to start off on a light tone before we dig into what's happening to our awesome president, what is your favorite Christmas song?
Well, I have two of them, Come All Ye Faithful,
yes,
and Silent Night.
Mine, I think, are O Holy Night. I have a lot of favorites.
Yes, yes.
I love O Holy Night, Little Town of Bethlehem, but I also like stuff like Jingle Bells, Rock Around the Clock by Brenda Lee.
Oh, my goodness.
I love those happy, upbeat Christmas songs. And ladies and gentlemen, don't be afraid to say Christmas. I cringe when I hear people 4 days before Christmas insisting on saying happy holidays. And these are people who are not saying happy Hanukkah. You know, this is just happy holidays. We're 4 days away from Christmas. It's okay to say Merry Christmas. Kwanzaa doesn't start until December 26th. So, and really, people...
I mean, that's
you know,
man-made.
Come on, that's man-made.
But anyway. Why even bother mentioning it?
Exactly.
You know?
So there's nothing wrong with saying Merry Christmas.
No.
So we hope all of you are ready.
Right.
Christmas is this coming Wednesday. So what is your menu so far that you can think of?
My menu that I want to eat?
Yes.
Hogmore and chitterlings.
Wow.
That's number one. You know, collard greens. I love my collard greens and maybe some candied yams. And since your sister will be coming into town, maybe some seafood. You know, like salmon or lobster tails.
Nice. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's just dive into the news, I guess. And then we can go back to talking about Christmas. And the real meaning of Christmas, as you know, is to celebrate the birth of Christ, which is the root word of Christmas. And it's the Mass of Christ, Christmas. We say Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, we don't know exactly when Jesus, Yeshua is his Hebrew name, was born. But we're just grateful he was born and that he died for our sins.
Absolutely. And I think that, I cringe when I hear Kwanzaa stuff because it doesn't really tie in with the founding of this country. This country,
amen,
was founded on Judeo-Christian values,
exactly,
not something made up by man.
Exactly.
And if we get back to how this country was founded, then I believe we'd see more children born with intact families.
Right.
You know, because marriage would be honorable.
Right.
We would see less black-on-black crime.
True.
You know, and some of the things that... you know, we need to think about in this country. I think, you know, we would reflect more seriously about even the people that we are electing.
Right.
You know, we are electing people who don't believe in the founding of this country, who are godless and, you know, and want to push these agendas down our throats without... you know, thinking about the general welfare of those who are governed, we would really consider not a loyalty to a party, but a loyalty to God and to our country.
Absolutely. Now, Barbara, as you know, this past week, the House of Representatives voted to pass two articles of impeachment. But Speaker Nancy Pelosi has decided not to send those articles to the United States Senate, which has the obligation, according to the U.S. Constitution, to actually try any impeachment. What are your thoughts, Barbara?
Well, the bottom line is I hope the people of America realize that putting a majority of Democrats in the House of Representatives was a big mistake.
Yeah.
Our midterm elections made this possible for these people,
right,
who have no regard for the Constitution,
right,
led by Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
This has created a worldwide embarrassment for the United States,
right,
of America.
True.
And we, the people, need to be aware when we go and cast our votes how important those votes are.
Right.
This has been a gross American mistake. Because now they're taking advantage of their positions.
Yes, they
with
are.
No evidence.
Yes, yes.
And the bottom line, as I've said before, and I'm going to keep repeating, our second president said, John Adams said, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other.
Wow.
The bottom line is when people become godless, immoral, want to eliminate God, they are not fit for office because they will not abide by our Constitution. Now, you see this in living color. What they're doing is unconstitutional. No crimes, no high crimes or misdemeanors have been committed by this president.
Right.
What has been done by him has benefited the American people.
Right.
And this should tell anybody out there that this particular party is not concerned about the general welfare of their constituents.
Right.
What they're concerned about is being able to make deals under the table and get rich. And they've been successful at doing that.
Absolutely, Barbara. And you're right. The Democrats are disregarding the Constitution.
Very much so.
The Constitution is the framework for how the United States government is supposed to conduct business and interact with its citizens. It is critical that any representative of the United States government abide by the Constitution.
I mean, they're not going to.
The Democrats have tossed it away. It is clear in the Constitution that the House of Representatives have the sole power of impeachment. They vote on that. They voted on that. It is clear in the Constitution, I think in Article 2, Section 3, you'll have to double check me on that, that the Senate, the United States Senate, has the sole power to try impeachments. You see the difference? The House votes on it, then the Senate tries it. Reading through social media, you had Democrats asking, well, why is Trump still in the office? Why hasn't he been removed from the White House? Because they don't know that no president is removed from the Oval Office unless the Senate has a trial and votes on it. And it will not happen in this case. Now, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker Pelosi, is holding the two articles because she wants to make sure there's a fair trial in the Senate. That is not her position. She is not a member of the United States Senate. She cannot dictate to the Senate how they're to conduct their trial. She is a Speaker of the House. That's it. Now, some are saying, you know, was Trump, President Trump, really impeached? He may not really have been impeached. Now, the Democrats got the headlines they wanted. New York Times, free dailies in New York. I didn't see the New Jersey Star Ledger, but I'm sure it was there. President Trump impeached. These were the headlines. This was the headline that the Democrats and the left in general, MSNBC, CNN, the New York Times, Washington Post, celebrities galore. That's the headline they wanted to see. They got it. But in the end, what does it mean?
Nothing.
President Trump is still our president. He has not been removed from office, and he will not be removed from office. What's interesting, Barbara, is that the Democrats said, oh, he's a national threat. It's urgent that we impeach him.
Excuse me, but it wasn't a threat for our borders to be so porous and people coming over here and killing Americans. That wasn't a national threat.
Right.
So I want everyone to listen to that. Because if you are one of those dedicated Democratic voters, you need to think about the safety of yourself, your family, your friends, your neighbors. The Democrats don't worry about that. They don't care about that.
Exactly.
They don't care if people pour over the border.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving them driver's licenses.
Yes.
They're promising them freebies at your expense.
Exactly.
Now, you have to go to the Department of Motor Vehicle with 5 points for
Excellent.
Identification.
Thank you, Barbara.
But these people can sneak over into the country, so the Democrats say, and have you, the taxpayer, pay for their licenses, pay for their food stamps, pay for their affordable housing, pay for their medical care while you struggle to feed your family. Think about that.
I think that's grossly unfair to the Americans.
It
As
is.
You so expertly pointed out, you and I have to have 5 points of ID.
Absolutely.
You need a birth certificate, passport, state ID, just to get a driver's license. How does anyone who came here illegally, they are a foreign national of Mexico, of Nicaragua, of Colombia, of Russia, of wherever they came from, Italy. They're here illegally. They have no U.S. ID. And Governor Murphy of New Jersey must be voted out. He signed into law a bill allowing them to get driver's license.
That's correct.
Did they take a driver's test? Did they pass? They're going to be driving on our streets.
That's right. And then the thing about it,
I mean, that's dangerous to Americans.
You're going to have to pay out of your pay for them to print books in another language. You know, when I went to the DMV or Social Security, anytime I go to any of those offices, I notice that you have English and you have Spanish. Now, when the Polish people came here, when the people from all Italian people came here, I mean, we didn't have to push one or push two.
Right.
They learned English.
Exactly.
But they're not even promoting learning English because they want to keep them at a certain level. They want new victims.
That's it. Now, Barbara, you said something very important.
What is that?
The Democrats want new victims because
they
don't want these foreign nationals. That's what they are. They are nationals of another country who entered here illegally.
Absolutely.
Okay? They're not legally in the United States. They do not want them to know how this country was founded, how we operate, because the Democrats want to control them. You see, that's what dictators want. In a lot of countries where you see dictators and people have very little, one of the things they do is they don't want people to read. They don't want people to know.
Democrats
don't want the foreign nationals who came here illegally, illegal immigrants, to know who we are as a nation. Because many black people, many Hispanic, many Jews are exiting the Democratic Party, so they have to replace them with the illegals.
This is their replacement stock.
The Democrats are ruthless. They're immoral. And I know every Democrat is not, but the Democratic leadership is immoral. They're absolutely anti-American.
And they're lawless.
James Clyburn, black gentleman, he's number three of the Democratic Party in the House. He said, give Trump a free trial, then hang him. I mean, these are people who consider themselves Christian. And we'll go into that a little bit later. They're not.
Then there's nothing.
But their hatred of Donald Trump is unspeakable, and I think it's unprecedented in American history. And the disregard for American citizens, like Governor Murphy, disregarding New Jersey residents who have to have 5 or 6, whatever points of ID, and they roll out the red carpets for illegals, but disrespect us. Free health care, free college tuition. That is not fair to the average American, which is why we must defeat the Democratic Party completely in 2020.
Absolutely.
At every level.
You know, the working class is getting worked over. That's the bottom line. I mean, you're being taxed to take care of people who shouldn't even be here. And the sad thing to me, here it is, Mexico. People are fleeing from Mexico because of the economic and because economic reasons and the crime, etc. Now, I could not go over into Mexico and get treated like Mexicans are coming here.
Yeah.
A third world country has more concern for their citizens being protected from foreign nationals,
exactly,
such as I would be.
Yes, yes.
Then here it is, that our country.
Yes, exactly.
Founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we
exactly
are the envy of the world.
Right, right.
Here it is. You can slip over here, and you can get free this, free this, free this, and now even driver's license.
Free this, free that.
But yet
yep
and still, I couldn't go to a third world country because they're underdeveloped there.
Right, correct.
Period. And I'm not being disrespectful, but they are.
Right.
Because if they weren't, they wouldn't have caravans trying to come here.
Exactly.
Period. But I could not get a free driver's license, free housing.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, I watched those programs. I almost got away with it. And when they do make it to Mexico, they catch crap.
Mm.
They can't hardly find a job. They're living on the street, blah,
right,
blah, blah.
Mm.
So they're not treated like royalty when they slip into that country or
right
go there just to avoid. One Mexican
right
who returned to Mexico after he committed a crime here.
Right.
It was so horrible in Mexico. He called from Mexico to tell the police where he was at so
wow
he could get back to the United States.
Yeah, wow, deep. But the bottom line of what we're saying here is the Democrats are no longer representing Americans.
No, they're not.
They are an internal enemy. Let's be
they
very
are
clear.
And they're godless.
The Democrats, and I don't really like Geraldo Rivera too much. I hate to say that. I don't. Not that I don't like him. I don't agree with him. But Geraldo Rivera said something on Twitter that's very important. A lot of presidents have done far worse. FDR turned away a boatload of Jewish people escaping Nazi Germany. We had the Bay of Pigs. We have the Gulf of Tonkin.
And you have Obama.
Obama with Fast and Furious, in which a United States border agent was killed. Obama sent cash to a sanctioned country, Iran. Okay? There was a lot of corruption. I'm sorry, Barbara. Go ahead, please.
Well, the one thing I was going to say, the Affordable Care Act
yes
was ruled unconstitutional
right
back in 2010 and all of that.
Thank you. Well, they passed it. You're absolutely right.
Yes.
And what they did was they rammed it down the throats of Americans.
Yes, they did.
So you and I, ladies and gentlemen, let's get this very clear. If you and I don't have health insurance, we have to report it, or we did have to report it on our taxes because we had to pay a penalty. What they're saying is you can come over the border or fly over the border illegally and you get free health care. That's
yes
what the Democrats are saying.
Right.
And when you vote for Democrats, you're voting against your own interests. They'll cut into the benefits for veterans. They'll cut into the benefits for senior citizens, for law enforcement officers, so they can support illegals. Do you think that's fair? Take party out of this for a moment. You've worked 30 or 40 years. You've put into Social Security, but that's going to be reduced in order. It has to be, ladies and gentlemen, in order to afford to take care of people who've come here illegally.
Illegally. That's right.
That is simply not
fair. It doesn't
fair
even make sense.
Whether you're
no
Democrat or Republican, you have veterans who served in the Afghan War, who served in Vietnam, who are living on the streets of New York and Newark. But you're taking care of illegals.
That is so wrong.
Who has not invested anything in this country.
You know, when our president was running for president, when he was a candidate, mm-hmm, and he addressed basically black people, he told them, what do you have to lose?
Right.
I say that to Americans who are dedicated to the Democratic Party.
Right.
What do you have to lose? You have nothing to lose. You're in a party that says your safety is not important.
Yes.
You're in a party that says that we want more of your tax dollars to take care of people who shouldn't even be here.
Exactly.
What do you have to lose by not voting for them?
Mm-hmm.
You may gain a lot, mm-hmm, because from what I understand, the average household is making now approximately $5,000 more because of the tax cuts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The thing what we need to look at, is he good for the country?
Yes.
And the answer is definitely yes.
Yes.
You know, he's made sure that a lot of maybe hostile Muslims are not here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
that student program where the student shot up? That's, you know.
Well, yeah, let me go into that for a moment. Because I think you're referring to, we had the incident a couple weeks ago
where Pensacola.
Saudi nationals shot up that Air Force base. Well, now the Pentagon has stopped a program.
And that's good.
Allowing foreign nationals to come onto our military bases. I don't know if it's just Saudi nationals, but they have stopped that program that Hillary Clinton was, as Secretary of State, instrumental in implementing even after 9/11. That's my understanding.
Okay.
So that's very important. See, what the thing about Trump, whether you think he's brash, whatever you think of him personally, the bottom line is President Trump is effective.
He is. And he cares about the safety and the welfare of American citizens. We haven't had that in a long time.
So, you know, it's not about, you know, this impeachment. Now, people will say, well, impeachment is a political process. Yes, it is. But it also must abide by the Constitution. President Trump, as an American citizen, he's guaranteed due process rights.
And they have
he
not given them to him.
He received none.
Right.
They're basing their whole case on hearsay. You do not, as a prosecutor, do that. You have to have some evidence.
But it's been refuted by the president of the Ukraine.
Thank you,
and
Barbara.
They are ignoring that.
This is critical. I'm glad you mentioned that, because President Zelensky of Ukraine has said publicly at least twice that there was no pressure and there was no quid pro quo. The Democrats, now he's the alleged victim, right? The Democrats have chosen to ignore the alleged victim.
But they don't want to even mention when Joe Biden was vice president and demanded the removal of
the prosecutor.
And right.
Because the prosecutor was investigating Burisma of which his son Hunter Biden was on the board.
Right.
I mean, in essence, President Trump was impeached for what Joe Biden did.
Amen.
Joe Biden, to me, either you fire this prosecutor, that's a quid pro quo. You fire this prosecutor or we're not releasing $1 billion in military aid. And he said it on videotape. That is quid pro quo.
And he was smiling when he said
When he said it. Son of a bitch, it's been done. Or you better believe it's going to be done.
Yes.
Words to that effect. Words I generally don't use.
No, I know.
But Joe Biden, that's quid pro quo.
Absolutely.
Obama knew it. And on many different levels, Obama should have been impeached.
Without a doubt.
Benghazi, the ambassador for the United States, pleaded with Hillary Clinton for help, for more security. So the ambassador Stevens and three other American heroes were killed in Benghazi on Obama's watch. Fast and Furious, where we were exchanging guns with criminals in Mexico, Agent Brian Terry, if I have his name correctly, he was murdered because of Fast and Furious. The Internal Revenue Service, Lois Lerner, who testified before Congress, basically admitted this. The IRS was weaponized to attack or deny conservatives the 501c3.
Yes.
Obama knew, and we'll go into this after the break, that he knew that the FBI and the CIA were spying on then presidential candidate
Donald Trump.
Thank you.
Yes.
Why wasn't Obama impeached, ladies and gentlemen?
Absolutely.
Barbara, your thoughts?
I mean, it goes without saying. The evidence is there. There's no evidence that our president has done anything wrong. And people need to recognize that the Democratic Party has become so lawless, so outrageous, that they are ignoring the Constitution. And it's time for we the people to stop being loyal to a party and start thinking about the future of your country. Start thinking about your loyalty to God in heaven if you believe that way. But if you just believe in your country, this is your home and you have to protect it.
Right.
Now, you know, I know I do this quite often, but I like to. Because learning from the founders, this was by George Washington. The power under the Constitution will always be in the people. It is entrusted for certain defined purposes and for a certain limited period to representatives of their own choosing. And whenever it is executed contrary to their interest, and you see what's happening now, or not agreeable to their wishes, their servants can and undoubtedly will be recalled. It is our responsibility as American citizens, as we the people, to recall people like yes. Nancy Pelosi.
Yes, absolutely.
Maxine Waters.
Yes.
Hank, what is his, Williams or Johnson?
Hank Johnson.
Johnson.
Yes. Al Green.
Al Green.
Yes.
There's a whole list of them
yes.
who need to be recalled because they're acting contrary to the wishes of the people.
You know, ladies
or
and gentlemen.
Or for the best interest
no,
of the people.
Absolutely,
yes.
Barbara. You're perfectly saying it perfectly.
Yes.
We really need term limits for Congress.
We absolutely do.
We
and
really
we also,
need but, term limits.
But we also, as a people, need to do due diligence.
Yes, ma'am.
Before we pull that lever, not based on party. Based on principles, look at their records.
Yes.
Why I didn't vote for Obama in what was it, 2008?
Yes.
Is because I looked at his senatorial 2007 voting record.
Right.
I knew then he wouldn't be good for America. I knew then he didn't like America. I knew then he favored killing babies. I knew then he didn't believe in giving a baby any medication if they survived an abortion.
Wow.
I knew then.
Mm-hmm.
We have to start doing due diligence because our vote is very important. We cannot give up on this country. Some of us have reached the age of maturity. Excuse me. But think about those coming behind you.
Absolutely.
People who were before you thought about you.
Exactly.
So we need to think about our posterity.
Absolutely.
And we need to do everything we can. We cannot give up on America because
exactly.
we have people who are coming behind us who will carry that torch. Get out there and vote. I think it was only like 137 million of 300 million people that voted. We need you who are sitting on that couch saying, well, whatever happens, happens. No, no, no.
Exactly.
We have to make good things happen for America.
Absolutely.
And one of the good things that's happened for America in 2016 is the election of Donald John Trump.
Absolutely. And President Trump tweeted out the other day that there are roughly 25 million evangelical Christians who are not registered to vote.
And that's disgraceful.
Ladies and gentlemen, you must be involved. Politics can be a dirty word, but in the world of politics, it hangs the balance of who we are as a nation. The Democrats are ungodly, not every Democrat, but the Democratic leadership. Those in control, those who are influencing the Democratic Party, like AOC, like Rashida Tlaib, like Ilhan Omar, the Squad.
They should be
they
recalled.
Are ungodly and they are leading the Democratic Party. It is imperative for every God-fearing American, whether you're Jewish or Christian, you must get out and vote. That is, there is power in voting because the Democrats, look how Nancy Pelosi is acting.
But
she's acting like a dictator.
In our history, there's something that's called the Black Robe Regiment.
Mm.
Those are ministers who fought in the Revolutionary War. I forgot his name.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these people didn't just stand behind a pulpit and ain't God good and
thank you.
Clap your hands and stomp your feet.
Turn to your neighbor.
Turn to your neighbor.
Right.
Under the clerical robes.
Right.
With their uniforms.
Wow.
They fought for this country.
Amen.
So if you are an evangelical Christian, you are violating God's law because you are not living up to your responsibility of being salt and being light. You're supposed to be actively involved. Politics is not a bad word in a sense because it affects almost every component of your life.
Absolutely.
If you're getting a Social Security check and you put in people
right.
who don't believe you should get it, then what are you going to? How are you going to survive? What even though you put money into the system.
And we're about to go to break, and we'll finish this on the other side of the break. But what about people on the left, the Democrats, who don't believe you have a right to say, no, I'm not marrying two men. I'm not marrying two women. They will try to control the churches, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. And to a certain extent, they have control over many of them now. Because you'll notice during election time, you have politicians, particularly from a Democratic Party, sitting in the pulpits. We'll be right back and stay tuned to our urban story.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. If chronic pain is preventing you from leading a full and active lifestyle, then it's time to visit Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists. As a Blue-friendly service provider, Oasis understands that each person's situation is unique and that each person's healing plan needs to be customized for individual injuries and conditions. Featuring board-certified and fellowship-trained physicians, Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists will have you back on your feet and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today by visiting www.blueorthopedic.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit VisitBlue.com. VisitBlue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you are looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you found it. DTVRadio.com offers programs such as Between Two Blue Balls, Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DTVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right, now here we are back on Our Urban Story. This is Barbara from Harlem.
Okay, and this is BB Diamond.
God bless you.
Hold on one moment. Oh, we have a call. Hello, no Joanne. How are you?
No problem.
Good.
Okay, I'm going to cut to the chase, my sister. God bless you.
Yes.
You're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Preachers have more impact on delivering the news than the media, newspapers, social media, et cetera. The preachers in the pulpit. We would not have won the war if it hadn't been for the preachers or the pastors fighting in the revolution, leading the revolution.
Absolutely.
So we've got to stop being quiet in this country and
Absolutely.
Not talking about what's going on. Now, I'm going to say this really quick. Today I was standing up from the abortion center, and a guy came out of the thing, out of the abortion center, took my hand, sign out of my hand, tried to rip it up. He couldn't do it, but he violently took it out of my hand. Then he tried to rip it up. He couldn't. He squished it all up. Then he threw it on the ground, took the American flag off my sign. He squished it on the ground. He stomped on it, and it broke in a million pieces. And I called the police, and guys across the street called them as well.
Did they arrest him?
This man was a very angry
but,
man.
But I'm asking you, did they... excuse me. One minute.
Yes, my sister.
Did they arrest him?
No, because I didn't press the charges.
Why?
Because he did not... I just didn't because I said I'm going
to... Okay, well, I mean, that's up to you, but I'm so sorry that that happened to you. But thank God that you're still out there at the abortion clinic doing what needs to be done.
Yes, my sister. And that's why the preachers and the churches need to get on the pulpit and start preaching about stuff. And I'm going to tell you another thing that happened, which is worse. Because I thank God I am okay. Only my eyes a little bloodshot from whatever. So a woman comes out of the clinic, and my uncle was there, and two others, they witnessed this. She comes out, and I'm telling you, I'm not lying, not exaggerating. Two people, one on each side, had to hold her up. She could not walk. She was all bent over. Agony.
Right.
Agony, and they put her in the car. That's what these women look like sometimes after these abortions.
Well, you
and
know...
it's not only assault on a baby, but it's also on the mother.
But it is. And this, see, they don't even say... they don't even tell these young women the psychological and the emotional damage it does to them. But you know what? We thank you so much for being out there. We thank you for being active in trying to save some of these babies. God bless you, and you
Merry
have a
Christmas.
Very Merry Christmas. Thank you for your call,
but
my darling.
They need to speak to the churches about not to vote for these unbiblical...
Absolutely. Thank you.
Vote the Democrats out of office.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what we're trying
really
to emphasize, sweetheart. Yes.
And you know what, Joanne? Thank you for your call.
Okay, God bless you.
God bless, sweetheart.
God bless you. Thank you for listening. Thank you. And hopefully for 2020, we can work with you because I know you're out there at that abortion clinic in Inglewood, New Jersey. I applaud you for doing that.
And we haven't been out there in a while yet.
Right. I applaud you. I want to congratulate the president on the passage of the USMCA. Nancy Pelosi and the House finally passed it, but she tried to take credit for it. It's hilarious to me. The president and his team negotiated this great deal, which is an upgrade from NAFTA. But let her take credit for it. We know that it was the president and his expertise, his negotiating skill, and his team who actually brought this together and the Republicans in the House.
Well, I wouldn't give her any credit for it because that would be a total exaggeration.
Yeah, I mean, but she's trying to take credit. It's silly.
Well,
it's absolutely
like
silly.
Like she's trying to dictate to the Senate how to go about this impeachment.
Exactly.
You know, she is full of herself, and that's why she's pushing this, because she would love to be in that White House.
Absolutely.
But we're going to fight back, and unfortunately, I don't have a lot of the numbers on me, but, you know, people can get the number.
Right.
Get the number for all of the representatives, and also let's send them emails and all of that, because, you know, this is just too much.
Yeah.
Too much. They're going too far. I know Senator Mitch McConnell... I have his telephone number, 270-781-1673. That's the only one. Oh, and I have Governor Murphy of New Jersey, 609-292-6000. But, you know, once again, Mitch McConnell, 270-781-1673, and Governor Murphy, 609-292-6000.
Okay.
We need to just keep calling and writing and telling them you're not listening to the voice of the people.
Absolutely. I would encourage more on the writing side, even if it's an email.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because, but we can flood them. Flood Governor Murphy, because he really needs to be recalled. I want to talk about very briefly what's going on in terms of the investigation of this coup d'etat, this attempt to overthrow a duly elected president. Based on something I read from former U.S. Assistant Attorney Andrew McCarthy, the U.S. Attorney in Connecticut, John Durham, has a broader scope than Inspector General Horowitz, who released his report now almost a couple of weeks ago. What's interesting about Durham and his investigation, he is zeroing in particularly on John Brennan. For those who don't know who he is the former director of the CIA under President Obama. John Brennan's communications, his emails, that sort of thing, those sort of things are being investigated. And this is going to get real serious very soon because it's clear the FBI broke protocol. Now, last week it broke, or week before that, and we mentioned it here, that Inspector General Horowitz, Michael Horowitz, found that the FBI made 17 errors. We're not talking typos, misspellings. We're talking critical and material errors in their application to the FISA court. The FISA court has cited the FBI, and they want a corrective action plan from the FBI in January. I forgot the date. The FBI really needs to be reformed. Director Wray should be fired. And they need to clean house at the FBI as well as the CIA.
Without a doubt.
So a lot is going to be happening in the next couple of weeks. I want to move very quickly on to Boris Johnson, whose party, the Conservative Party, he's the Prime Minister in the United Kingdom, his Conservative Party won handily.
Yes.
And now Brexit has been approved. They're leaving the European Union by January 31st, 2020. Thank you, caller. Who's calling, please?
Hello, this is Dennis up in Massachusetts.
Hello, Dennis. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Yes.
You mentioned John Durham, who's investigating John Brennan. I wasn't concerned about anybody who goes after Brennan. Do you recall Rolling Stone's report of Michael Hastings, whose car was suddenly just blew up in the middle of the street and hit a tree, and supposedly it was an accident? Do you recall that? Probably 3 or 4 years ago.
He was about to do
an expose on John Brennan and other stories. He was about to publish a story investigating Brennan and others, and suddenly that just happened to him a few days before the article was supposed to be published, and. I'm just concerned about anybody who goes after that kind of crowd.
I
worry about this.
Right.
You're absolutely right. They all have to be careful because look what happens when you investigate the Clintons.
Oh, yes.
Right? It's Clinton's side.
Yes.
Exactly. And I think that's why a lot of people sit on their hands because of that. You know, it's a matter of self-preservation, you know?
That's just true.
My opinion.
That's true.
But it's a scary thought, but it's out there. It's true. I mean, the Clintons have a reputation for that, you know? So, it's wink-wink. You know, nobody wants to go after them.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dennis. And Merry Christmas. Thank you for calling in. Sorry.
All right, thank you. Merry Christmas.
No, go ahead, Dennis.
Oh, okay. I was going to comment on the impeachment inquiry.
Oh, please. Yeah.
And Pelosi not going to send it to the Senate now. I think she painted herself in a corner.
Yeah.
And
yes.
I think she did so because she was pressured to do it because of the popularity of the school board.
Yes.
And she knew it was politically unwise to do so, but she had no choice that way. Well, it didn't work out well. I think that she's sitting on her hands until another distraction comes along, and then maybe it will, hopefully it'll all go away for them. And that seems to be their MO. They just create another distraction. The other thing is she might be protecting the senators, the Democrat senators who are running, who are in the race. I mean, she might be protecting them until after the Iowa and the New Hampshire primaries so that they don't have to answer the tough questions about the impeachment.
Excellent point.
Right.
So anyway,
that's something to think about.
You two have a wonderful, beautiful Christmas and a happy, prosperous New Year. And man, oh man, you're on fire. Keep going. Keep doing it.
God bless you.
Thank you, Dennis. We love you. Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate that.
Amen.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Amen. I just wanted to mention quickly that an Iowa man, you know, thanks to, you know, our friend up in Massachusetts, Sarge, an Iowa man who set fire to an LGBT flag on a church, he was sentenced to 15 years. They termed it a hate crime.
Right. Horrible. And his sentence must be appealed.
Almost
but then
definitely.
This young white boy on this bus
who was beaten up.
Badly that he needed to be hospitalized, that was not deemed a hate crime.
Yes.
That is absolutely evil. And that gentleman who burned the LGBT flag should absolutely have his sentence reduced. You have people who have murdered human beings.
And don't get that much.
They don't get but they get 8 years because it's manslaughter and all that.
Absolutely.
No, his sentence must be appealed.
Yes.
And we need to reach out to Jay Sekulow if he's not aware. I'm sure he's aware of that
yes.
case.
Yes, his name is Adolfo Martinez.
Thank you for that.
Yes.
I want to talk about very briefly Christianity today. And it flows into this, the falsehood of certain Christians, quote unquote Christians. Christianity Today, very briefly, is a magazine. It's now online, as a lot of magazines. Was founded by the late Reverend Billy Graham, America's pastor. Well, this past week, it called for the removal of President Trump. Based on this phone call. Silly. I mean, it's just silly. I am grateful that Reverend Franklin Graham, his son, Billy Graham's son, revealed to the world that his father's last vote was for President Donald Trump.
Amen.
And I'm glad that Reverend Franklin Graham castigated this so-called Christianity Today. They are fake Christians, ladies and gentlemen. Where was Christianity Today when Obama supported Planned Parenthood funding 100%? Where was Christianity Today when Obama was sending cash to Iran, our mortal enemy that calls us the great Satan and calls Israel the little Satan? Where was Christianity Today?
That's no Christianity. Their heads were in the toilet.
Right.
They're right up
there. They're calling for the removal of the President of the United States over a phone call?
That has been refuted by
exactly.
the president.
Yeah. So Christianity Today, as Dr. Jeffress has said, it's a dying publication. They're left-wing. And let's just briefly chat, Barbara, about the Christians in disguise, like Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
They hired a new, and he's black, and I think this is, I don't mean to bring race into this, but let's be real. Too many blacks are brainwashed. We're too easily brainwashed, black people.
And,
wake up.
And
so now he's supporting left-wing organizations.
And the proof is in the pudding. Look what's happened to the black family listening to basically the Democratic Party.
You don't
need a man. So we have a fatherless generation of children who are ending up in prison, premature death. You know, killing one another on the street like life doesn't matter. This is what we end up with.
And in New Jersey, Barbara and I attended, and I would be very brief. We attended Monday, met with Rabbi Shimon Cohen from Australia. His specialty is natural law. And you have someone like Arthur Goldberg, I don't want to go too deeply into this, who is being shut down because he believes that, you know, in Judaic law and heterosexuality. This is what the left is doing, ladies and gentlemen.
And we must stop it.
They do not believe in freedom of speech. They do not believe in the Second Amendment. The Constitution to the left is too restrictive or gives us too many rights. They want to be dictators.
And we have to understand darkness. Darkness is just what it is, darkness. God has been eliminated from these people's minds. They're coming from a perspective that is dark, that is demonic, and that is dangerous. You know, I mean, you mentioned, you know, Mr. Goldberg, how he's being shut down because he believes in what's normal.
Right.
And you cannot make something that's abnormal normal.
Yeah.
But this is what they're trying to do. And, I just say that those Christians who have given up, mm-hmm. you know, you're not following your calling.
Yeah.
Salt and light. Salt is a preserver. Mm-hmm. Light shows the way.
Yes. Excellent.
We are not preserving this culture. We are letting the godless people take over. I even see how some people dress to go to church. Well, I was raised where you give God your best. You know, when we read the Bible, when the priests went to honor God, worship God, mm-hmm. they put on their best. They put on their robes. They put on this and that. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I go to church and I see people dressed like they're going fishing. And I mean mature people. Mm-hmm. You're letting the subculture take over your mind. Mm-hmm. Give God your best. And if God calls you to be salt and light, get up off that couch and go out there and shine and season our culture.
Yes, absolutely. What's happening in New Jersey is just, I'm going to give Governor Murphy's number one more time. Please email him. It's area code 609-292-6000, where you have illegals who are, the red carpet is rolled out for them, getting driver's license. Did they take a driver's test? Do we
and
know that?
And you have to work for everything you get.
And we have to have all these points of ID.
Mm-hmm.
We have a judge in New Jersey who's shutting down a man's right, Arthur Goldberg's right, to speak to homosexuals who want to be reformed, who are miserable in the homosexual lifestyle, but New Jersey says you can't talk to them. It's conversion therapy. Google it and you'll find out. I want to mention on a higher note, Barbara, that Ann Schockett, who is the president of the National Federation of Republican Women,
yes,
would like for you to work with her.
Oh, well,
would you like to speak to that for a moment or two?
Oh, my goodness, yes. She was such a pleasant woman, and she is such an accomplished woman. And I look forward to, you know, establishing a relationship with her. We were at a party together, and she was just so delightful. And, you know, I want to use all of the energy that I have to work for what's positive in America. I love, number one, God. And I love my country. And I think if I can do anything to help in any way to preserve and to improve on what we have here in America, I'm willing and I'm ready to do it. So that's such a blessing. Before we, you know, I have my, in my hand the Constitution of the United States. And under it, there's a picture of George Washington, and all of us know who he is. It says, "It's only keepers, comma, the people." I'm calling the people of America who want to keep this Constitution mm-hmm. of America working for us and those who are coming behind us to not give up, not give in, not give out, and let's work hard to save our country.
Absolutely. I want to congratulate President Trump and his administration for launching Space Force as another arm of our military service in
Amen.
Space. I want to congratulate the president for an outstanding historic economy. I want to congratulate
Absolutely.
The president for standing strong against China, for China to agree, because China
Yes.
knows. China knows it's in its best interest to negotiate with the United States. You see, Obama, I just read Dan Bongino wrote on Twitter just a few minutes ago how Obama is making more money than any other past president,
yes,
yet
yes.
he's costing the American people more money.
At the taxpayers' expense.
At the taxpayers' expense. You see, President Obama and his wife, Michelle, they made all these trips around the world that weren't necessarily required to do their jobs. They did it because, hey,
it was
I don't have to pay $5,000 to go to South Africa. Let the American people do it. They used us, ladies and gentlemen. And I know there are black people who are sensitive about the Obamas. They love them. They basically worship them. But if you look at the metrics, if you look at it objectively, Obama was not a very good president. We were told to get used to the GDP not growing beyond 2%. We were told to get used to unemployment being around 7%. And particularly in the black, amongst black men, it was the highest basically in the country. And now, black unemployment is the lowest ever. More black men specifically are employed than at any time in American history.
Amen.
We were told to settle for mediocrity because, hey, that's just the way it is. America's power, economy are waning. That's just the natural ebb and flow. But President Trump has proven all of them wrong.
Amen.
He is powerful, he is strong, he is attacked, but no weapon formed against President Donald John Trump
is going to
shall
prosper.
Amen.
And I need more of our listeners, social media friends and all that, to go out and buy Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. It's at Amazon. We want to put it on the bestseller list.
Yes.
You know, I was very fortunate that someone who works with the Trump campaign asked for some copies to be donated to Wounded Warriors.
Wow, yeah.
And that was really on the 10th of December. So I need your support, and so that we can get the word out. And I want to come out with another book. but please, get your copy of Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. I don't think you'll be disappointed.
Amen. We want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
And that's what I want for Christmas. Big sales.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Please visit the sickened and the shut-ins. Please donate to the Salvation Army, the kettles. Please give. Christmas is really about giving, and we're thankful for the birth of Christ.
And for those of you who have loved ones that are no longer with you, I understand, because, you know, I miss my brother, I miss my mother, I miss my son, but, you know, they would want you to be happy. They would want you to enjoy it and remember the good times that you had with them. You know, and that's a blessing when you can think back on knowing people who loved you and you love them. And even though they may not be with you anymore, you have a treasure that no one can ever take from you. So be happy and remain blessed. We love you and God loves you. And don't forget to tune in once again to
Our Urban Story.
Merry Christmas and God bless America.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. If chronic pain is preventing you from leading a full and active lifestyle, then it's time to visit Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists. As a Blue-friendly service provider, Oasis understands that each person's situation is unique and that each person's healing plan needs to be customized for individual injuries and conditions. Featuring board-certified and fellowship-trained physicians, Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists will have you back on your feet and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today by visiting www.blueorthopedic.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettiAuto.com. That's FettiAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals. For the men and women of law enforcement, the unfiltered voice of law enforcement, theBlueMagazine.com. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit VisitBlue.com. VisitBlue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you are looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you found it. DTVRadio.com offers programs such as Between Two Blue Balls, Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DTVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.